FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Security boss and murder accused Ferrell Govender has been granted leave to appeal the decision to deny him bail. He and his brother Darren are accused of killing logistics company owner Shailen Singh. Singh was gunned down in Umhlanga in December while seated in his car. The brothers turned themselves in January. Darren was granted bail last month while Ferrell's application was rejected. Ferrell appealed and the matter was heard last week, but he lost. He returned to the Durban High Court today seeking leave to appeal the decision. In the Western Cape, the state's star witness in the Jocelyn Smith trial has admitted fabricating some of the information in her police confession statement. Laurentia Lombard is being cross-examined by Kelly Smith's lawyer. Smith is an accused and the mother of the seven-year-old girl who went missing in Saldanha Bay over a year ago. Lombard was initially also arrested, but charges against her were withdrawn when she turned state witness. Arthur Posse reports.
In her evidence in chief, she told the court that Kelly Smith allegedly told her about the plan to sell her daughter to a sangoma for money. She also claims to have witnessed Smith and little Jocelyn leaving Middelbos with an unknown woman on the day of her disappearance. Lombard also concedes that she fabricated some of the contents in her confession statement.
You told us that not everything you told Captain Sylvia was the truth.
That's correct, my lord.
You also told us those were your own words.
That's correct, my lord.
So they came from your own mind through your own mouth.
That's correct, my lord.
Now, Mr. Stephen Wright says, if it was not the truth, then it must be something that you made up.
That's correct, my lord.
That sound is courtesy of the SABC.
An economist is predicting significant job gains in the longer term following the latest employment figures for South Africa. Stats SA yesterday revealed that between December 2023 and December last year, the number of people employed in the country dropped by 91,000. FNB senior economist Koketso Mano says infrastructure investment is important to boosting long-term employment.
What you should also see going forward is that as growth improves and approaches 2% over the medium term, that should be something that improves the operating environment and that will speak to real incomes going forward. So as you see these improvements, that should be something that encourages businesses to invest in capacity and that will lead to employment creation.
And the Atlantic magazine in the US has published what it says is the full text of a chat group mistakenly shared with a journalist by top Trump administration officials laying out plans of an imminent attack on Yemen. Journalist Jeffrey Goldberg says Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth sent information to the chat group on Signal, which also included Vice President J.D. Vance and CIA Director John Ratcliffe. The magazine says it's now publishing the details after members of the Trump administration yesterday repeatedly denied that any classified information had been included. Durban and Richards Bay 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 20.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Varsity College are on the verge of qualifying for the Varsity Cup when they take on Walter Sisulu tomorrow. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins are in a log-leading clash with the Lions in the four-day series that starts tomorrow morning in Johannesburg. And the Rajasthan Royals host the Kolkata Knight Riders in the Indian Premier League.